Happy Friday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on Memorex from an undisclosed location, default route. Happy Friday. And when I say that, this is kind of rehearsed, I don't mean thank God it's Friday. This is not a TGIF Friday. It's not like, oh my God, the week is so old. I'm so glad it's over. Thank God it's Friday. No. This is not that. This is a happy, celebratory Friday in which I do feel kind of weird celebrating the fact that I have worked 2 straight weeks without taking a day off. That is something that probably should not be celebrated. That should be something that I take for granted, to work 2 weeks without taking a day off. But in lieu of my recent peril or situation at the job, of which I'm telling everybody who asks, hey, how you doing? I don't know if I can do this job no more. I'm telling everybody, I might want to stop doing that. But I'll tell you this, that's who I am. People know me as that person. When they asked me how I'm doing before, and I was happy, and this was the greatest job ever, I let them know that too. So everybody who has, especially people of significance, yeah, I said, man, I asked everybody, I said, how long you been doing this? How long you been answering the phone? Some of them 20 years. You know, like, wow. I let them know. But anyway, that's just the way I go. And I feel good. It's Friday. It's a beautiful day. Mr. Scale told me 203.0 this morning, which is really good. You know, it could be better, obviously, but considering what I'm going through, and by what I'm going through is being out of my routine with caloric distractions all around me. I'm doing very good. I'm doing very good. And we'll see this weekend how it goes. Really looking forward to the weekend. I feel energized being out here. I kind of backed off the Black and Miles. I still hit it, you know, a little bit before bed or right after work, but not like I have been doing. We'll see how this weekend goes. My feet don't hurt no more. Well, as much. My feet, and I said feet, F-E-T-S, feet. My feet don't hurt no more because it's not feet, because it's 2 different aches and pains I'm having in my feet. One is my toe that I need to see a podiatrist about, that I've been saying for months, maybe even a year now. And the other one is, feels like a muscle that needs to be stretched out or worked out. And it's getting better already. That one feels a little better. The toenail one, or podiatrist one, or whatever's going on over the callus one, it's better too, but it's still, you know, just enough to be annoying to remind me to stare. So I feel good. It's sunny. And again, it's not a thank God it's Friday, thank God I made it through the week. Because I made some adjustments. I made some adjustments at work. And I'm interested to see how they turn out. I'm interested to see what my performance review is going to be for the month of February. And probably March too. March is when I really kicked it in. March is when I really made the adjustment and kind of honed it in. So if I'm like doing a job that I don't really want to do anymore, and my performance is still, you know, at the upper levels versus my coworkers, and I'm still catching myself knowing things and interjecting and being a contributing part of the team, even though I'm not even in it. I mean, not, I'm in it. even though I'm not really into it. But what I don't want to do is start checking out mentally and socially, especially socially. I don't want to start checking out socially because I've noticed, from experience, you want to keep proximity with your team and humans around you. You want to keep a relationship that open. You want to stay socially relevant, at least. Because these are the people who ultimately decide if you're going to be on the team or not. Regardless of your performance or your bosses or whatever, it really mostly comes down to how the teammates feel about you. You know, if they talk about you or not. Oh, he don't do nothing anyway. You know, why is he here? Et cetera, et cetera. You kind of want to stay relevant in that conversation. You know, at least be a personality or part of it. Because I was checking out, though. I definitely was checking out at this particular situation I was talking about. It was at Avicon, working at night. It was before they sent me to nights. They sent me at nights to be a lead. And I said, oh, okay. But I was being, during the day, I just wasn't there anymore. You know, during the day, they could probably see me, you know, kind of fading, less participating, less. And when you're Jeffrey, it's kind of obvious when you're not turned on, or you get, people get used to a certain level of animation and participation and energy. It becomes pretty evident when something is amiss with Mr. Mitchell. And it reverberates. And because of that, if I come to work or whatever, and I'm not feeling it, it reverberates through the whole department. And it's easy to tell. It's easy to see. It's easy to feel. And, you know, for the sake of the department, managers, supervisors, et cetera, I have to make a decision. You know, it's effect, my effect on my personality, and you know, even though I might not be, you know, like have the technical role as leader or official role or official capacity, you know, my personality, I'm a leader. I'm a natural leader. By my body language, the way I walk into place, everything, you know, I'm just, my body language says, hey, I know what I'm doing. I know which way I'm going. At least the confidence can probably show is being leader wise. So it's probably mostly that. It's the confidence. Let these people walk up a little bit. Give them some distance. Whew. Feel good though. I don't know why I'm woofing. Oh yeah, I do. I feel my body getting loosened up. And I'm feeling like I'm getting into it. It's like, you know, you get those aches and pains from starting out, working out or whatever, but they feel good for the most part. You're like, yeah, I feel good, you know? And these people keep stopping. Just keep walking. How far are you gonna walk in my way? These two little girls, I ain't trying to be mixed up with. I don't want to go through none of that. So I've learned to avoid the situation. I don't want to be involved at all. You do you, I do me. Stay away from me. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. I feel good. Out here with Mother. Mother's probably not doing so well. You know, coming up on 86 years old. I probably shouldn't say it, but the writing's on the wall. And it's just something we gotta go through. We just gotta go through it. All of us gonna go through it. All of us gonna go through it one way or the other. But it's different. It really is different in the fact that the way some people probably could go out, say like you have a heart attack, boom, you're done, it's over. Some people where they have ailments that could like, you know, linger on and persist and aren't really, you know, take a while, take 2, 3, 4, 5 years for slow deterioration of all that stuff. So, you know, it's one thing to get hit by a car or something, and then for it to be over, it's another thing to have deterioration and have to live through an ailment and pain for so many years. And the mental aspect behind all that, you know? Person going through it, they ain't in the best, happiest of moods, and you can't blame them looking at their situation. And then you remember them how they were, you know, when they were younger. And in my case, I remember how they were how they raised me to handle certain things and do certain things. And now they may be demanding a compassion that they didn't teach us. They may be demanding or asking for a compassion and an understanding that wasn't part of their curriculum in raising us. But that ain't what you told us before. We wasn't raised to be that. That ain't how we operate. But I try to be there as much as I can. I'm starting to understand and realize and accept my shortcomings as far as being attentive to other people and caregiving and my sensitivity to others. And in a situation of being my mother, the person who's given me more than any other person in the world, I'm gonna do it for her. Number one, I ain't got to do nothing. I ain't got to do nothing. So stop right there. That's your mother, you got to. No, I don't. But I will. And I'm gonna do my best to. I don't have to, but I am going to do my best to be there for her as much as possible. Within reason. Because I'm telling you, it's gotta be, a line has to be drawn. There has to be a healthy line that has to be drawn to where you say, all right, we can't do all of this for you and it be healthy. You know, oh, do this, do that, do this. At some point, and it shifts and it changes, the individual, the patient, or the person has got to maintain some responsibility for themselves. They just can't offload it all and say, hey, you know, they just can't offload it all and say, you know, do this, pick this up, you know, everything. They have to try. They have to at least try. And so there has to be a healthy balance in which you can't just say, do everything for them, do anything they want. No, that's not reasonable. You know, it's your mother, you know, whatever she wants, she gets, whatever she needs, you should do for her. No. You can't be, there's an unhealthy balance. You can reach an unhealthy balance where you're just in there doing everything and then just learn. I mean, then they become accustomed not to doing anything for themselves. That's why I still challenge her. You know, if she, sometimes she'll say something, I don't understand it. I'll make her repeat it just to keep her in the game. Because you don't want to, like, a while ago she come in and just point at something. We supposed to know what that is? No. You got a responsibility to tell us what you want. We ain't gonna come in here, figure out what you want. If you can't tell us what you want, how are we gonna do it? See, that's the way we was raised. We wasn't raised to keep trying, find a way, work it out. Stay right here. I'll go get the doc, and he'll be right back. We'll be right back and we'll save you. You don't worry about it, we'll take care of it. No, you gotta participate. You gotta help us out. You have a responsibility in this, just of all of us. And then also the question is, how there are you supposed to be for somebody at the end of their life? You know, how much is it, are you, I mean, like me, I don't know if I wanna, when my time come, I don't know if I want a bunch of people around me or not. You know, the status quo talking is that, you know, you want to die with family and stuff around you. I ain't sure about that. I might want to go all by myself. I might not want people around me. You know, I might just want to say, hey, look, you know, I'm cool. I go in the middle of the night, in the bed, laying there. Just me and myself and go. I don't know if I want a bunch of people around. Let's just put it that way. I don't know if I want a bunch of people around. Oh, look at the computer. That's an old one. Look how big that computer is. And that looks like a rack computer, server even. Somebody got a hold of something. Somebody got a hold of something. So that's what it comes down to. How much and how far we're supposed to go when it comes down to this third thing. You know, the general idea, you know, oh, I die with a bunch of people around me. You know, oh, blah, 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 blah. You know, no, I wanna go by myself. I don't want to have a whole bunch of folks around me. Them two people, I guess one of them wasn't a girl. I guess one of them wasn't a girl once I got closer. But anyway, they went the other way. Now they're out of my way. Now I can walk. Not that I couldn't before, but, you know. So that's what I'm going through now. And I probably, more and more, I'm going to talk about it more and more, I'm sure. Because I do want to document this. If not, for my kids, when they got to take care of me. But to pass the knowledge on. I mean, I ain't the only one to go through this. A lot of people go through it. And I've said plenty of times before, this is probably the best case scenario. The best case scenario is that you have the privilege and honor and capability to be there for your parents at the end of their life, handle their business, their transactions, and all that stuff. And you know, their arrangements, and the not just the services, and all that. I'm talking about the probates and the, it took 5 years. Of course, I got a nice chunk of money for doing it. But it took It took a long time to get my father's estate settled and closed. It was a lot of work. And the idea was to get my mother in a trust. But to do that, people got to participate. And not too many people want to participate in their end of life business. And you kind of understand that. And though I know there's a bunch of stuff that we could be doing now to get ahead of the curve, this and that, you just gotta wait. You just gotta wait. Like, you really shouldn't just start throwing their stuff away. Even though you're gonna be throwing it away anyway. It's gonna be you doing it. You just can't do it while they're still around. My sister's one for that, but she just, me and her operate two different modes. Me and her operate two different modes. So it's gonna be interesting. Well, my father, she just let me handle it. My father, she stepped away, let me handle it. Clean, smooth, boom, boom, boom. Knocked it out, got it done. But my mother, I don't know how she gonna handle this. I don't know. Because we have two different modes of operation. She is very apprehensive, overly cautionary, to the point of no movement. And not me. Not that I'm reckless, but you know, I go after it, get it done. I'll throw it away. It ain't no, well, we might. No, we don't. Well, we might want. No, we don't. So we'll see how that goes. And then, I mean, because she had a, you know, we had a party for the child, my niece. And it's still a pile of stuff from the party sitting over. This is going on a year. Still a pile of stuff sitting in the corner. That's just how she operates. And I was saying that, you know, I understand, you know, we all need two different kinds of people. You know, we all need different kinds of people. We all have our different ways of doing things and handling things. You know, I get that part. But some stuff is just so aggravating. I mean, it's just, I'm like, how, why do you even work? I wouldn't even have a big pile of stuff left over like this, no matter what I did. That's just not how I operate, period. That's not how I execute anything. I wouldn't execute just to have a big, giant, whole corner full of room full of stuff left over or out of place. It's been sitting there for a year. And then you bring it up to her, right? Yeah. You know, I mean, she do what she do. We all do what we do. We all do what we do. We all have our idiosyncrasies, whatever word that is, our peculiarities. I have mine, even though I'm just saying this way, even though I'm like efficient this way, you know, efficient that way, get this done, knock that out. I'm sure I have ways that people look at and say, how can he live like that? How does he do that? Like with my daughter, one time, she had a screwdriver or something. I said, oh, we was going through a drawer or something. She said, and she handed me a screwdriver. Without even thinking, I turned and put it where it belonged, in her house. I'm in her house, and I turned, and without even thinking, I just started putting it where it belonged. And she said, wow, you put it. I said, you put it right where it belonged. And I didn't even have time to think about it. I just took it, right, okay, went to the next one. That's just how I operate. When I'm done cooking, ain't no mess of dishes. In fact, in the dishes that are left over, I kind of rinse and clean as I go. And the ones that are left over, I make sure I clean and rinse or put in the dishwasher before I sit down to eat. So when I'm done eating, that's just the way I operate. Everybody don't operate that way, and everybody shouldn't. And I know that. We have different kinds. And it's kind of cool, in a way, that someone so close to me is so drastically different than me, and it aggravates me so much. I think that's a good thing. Like I said, I even love the things I don't like. And that thing just aggravates me. Just thinking about it aggravates me. Because you go in my house is minimal, minimalistic. Open countertops, clear things off. I mean, there's no clutter. I think sometimes women like clutter. I think it makes them feel homesome or protected or whatever. My sister's house, oh my God. I'm like, how do you? You got to work to get it that way. You just don't wake up one morning and have it that way. The clutter is in such detail and to such a degree that you have to work at it. You got to perfect that. You just can't wake up and throw stuff up in the air and have this happen. No. This was orchestrated over years of work and honing the skill. As you walk in there, there's not one single empty space. Everything has something on it. Walk in my house. One time, my sister said, it don't even look like nobody live here. She walked in my house. It looked like, did somebody live here? He said, my bedroom. Bedroom looks like a jail cell because it's so sparse, minimalistic, and empty. Yeah. And one time my daughter said, try to put it on me, that it made, that when she comes to my house, everything was put in such a place and arranged so neatly that it made her uncomfortable. And that was on me. But then I thought about it. And I just now thought about it. My father's parents' house was like that. My father's parents' house was always neat, things in place. And it made us feel uncomfortable going over there. So, and I just really thought about that just now. I just really thought about it, literally just thought about that just now. And I guess she felt the same way coming to my house. I go, well, such is life. Happy Friday. Happy freaking Friday, people. 2 days off. Wait. And I feel good. Wait. Cha-cha's out here. I might get my burrito in the morning. It's going to stay. It's going to stay light later so I can eat, sleep, and then walk later in the day so I can relax, even though I kind of don't feel like relaxing. I feel energized. I feel good. Weight is down. I just feel good. Just at my operating procedure at work, so I feel good. And the idea, and I also had the idea, I made a video about it, that it could be that the reason I feel, you know, want lazy and sometimes don't want to do nothing and just want to lay around is because I'm working. And I'm scared that if I quit working, I'm going to lay around and be lazy all the time. It could be that if I quit working, my energy could go up, that I can find something, that I would find energy, wake up in the morning, get it to start doing that, because I may not be aware of how much energy working takes from me. I may not be aware of that. Maybe I'll get up, you know, days I retire, get up, I'll keep my same regimen like I'm working. Get up, walk in the morning, come back, shower, do the same thing. Sit down like I'm at work, but actually work on Jeffrey TV stuff and do other projects. music or whatever. Take a lunch. Make myself have to take lunch before 5 hours. Go walking, of course. And take a break. Like it's a work day. And maybe, you know, once I quit working, my energy will go up. Which makes sense if you think about it. Instead of down. Maybe I won't be lazy when I retire. Maybe I'll wake up. What's next? What's next? What's next? Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But either way, I'm gonna have to wait till I'm 65, at least till I'm 65. And we'll see if I'm still working. Hopefully I'm still working here. Oh yeah, I tell you, I applied for another job. I applied for another position at the company I work for. It's an enterprise analyst. I get off the phone. You start off at printers. Start off working on printers, the configuration. Not actually the hardware of them, but how they work, connect to the server, secure print, how all those apps and applications run, keeping them updated, and all that. I guess that's the entry level. And then it says once you get in there, it kind of hinted at, you know, there's a chance of moving up, which, you know, me, just a matter of time. Once I get in there, find out what I need to know, how I need to know it, and start executing. And you can move up through the enterprises, bigger, better applications. You know, printers, you just figure printers is like entry level bottom line, I'm thinking. So, you know, I put in for that. We'll see. We'll see what they're looking for. And the funny thing is, the pay range is right where I'm at. The pay range is exactly where I'm at. So that might help. Plus, I'm sure everybody knows me. So they're going to ask around. People going to ask around. And I done told everybody I'm sick of the phones. They may ask my boss and stuff. I'm sure I'll get good reviews. You know, exceptional reviews. You know, as far as being, you know, high performance, personality, everything. You know. If I can get some recommendations. We'll see. In fact, there's a recommendation page. I wonder if I should send that around to people and say, could you recommend that? Send me a recommendation. They would. A bunch of people would. So we'll see. And I wasn't prepared. So I just kind of threw it together and I got something in. You know, I just submitted. I had to get something in really quick. My resume ain't nowhere near ready. Well, it is kind of ready. It's near ready, but it ain't up to date as it could be. I definitely have to up to date. I can update it now. So then by the time the next thing comes down, I'll be ready. Or even if I have to, you know, send out to a place outside the company, it'll be up to date. Need to get it up to date. But I threw something together, threw it at him, just to get my hat in the ring. Thinking it'll probably mostly come down to you know, inside, not politics, but workings of the inside. You can promote this guy. Nice. Ooh, I would love that. The only thing about that that I'm concerned about is days that I have to be in the office. That's the only thing I'm concerned about. Days, mandatory days in the office. I got my life set up for one day in the office. I got a, you know, going back there seeing granddaughter, doing this, doing that. It's all predicated on that. 2 days a week, having to use 2 days a week, PTO, that doubles the amount. Even though I kind of do it, it doubles the amount. And I could probably make it work. Just have to figure out how. Have to go in the office, so I wouldn't be able to go in the office. No way around that. There's ways around everything. I negotiate. I negotiate my agreement. And this company is very responsible for such thing. I can negotiate my agreement to be no days. Ooh, imagine that. My work from home agreement, they got them. They ain't equal. They ain't the same to everybody. They ain't the same for everybody. So, everything's negotiable. Just think of it that way. Everything is negotiable. Here we are. Here we are. Coming up to the halfway point where I turn around. Getting up here towards Alabama, city of Redlands. That's what it looks like. That's what it looks like. Woo! I do walk around fairly comfortable doing this, don't I? I'm just comfortable doing it. I got it down. It's like second nature now. I'll just go ahead and pop over my device, throw it on my selfie stick, throw on my mic, get out there and just talk and walk. Loving it. Loving it, documenting my words and my ideas, my thoughts, aggregating them, posting them to YouTube. I love that whole process. Posting them to YouTube. YouTube makes a transcript. AI summarizing that transcript, organizing it. Getting tags and keywords and summary and title. And then I'm just pounding it all into something. And from there, I'm seeing how, I'm noticing and recognizing how I might be able to sort it or search it, or seeing certain keywords that pop up all the time, or certain phrases or certain ways I can, like, basically say I want to find all the videos I talked about objectivism. I'm going to be able to do that. All the times I find that, all the times I talked about a person becoming, is there any time I talked about or I asked, is there anything greater than a human being becoming that which they desire to be. You know, stuff like that. I want to be able to go back and find those, you know, when I talked about that stuff. For whatever reason. And I can aggregate it, make videos of it. I can piece together videos showing where I've been talking about this stuff for years. Show history, and I can develop the idea, you know, going over how and what I said. What and how I said it. So happy, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Friday, people. I feel good. Feeling good feels good. Feeling good feels good. I might go home tomorrow. I might drive in just to pick up a package. I think a package is going to be delivered tomorrow, and I don't want it sitting outside my door. So I might drive in. Or I might go online and see if I could have it redirected or changed. But I kind of want to. I don't want to drive in, that's for sure. I would love to drive in and stay, but I won't be able to. So, we'll see how that goes. I'll be there. I'll be back pretty soon. I ain't gonna be here that long. But, you know, maybe I can delay it. Let me go check it. Let me go log on when I get home. See if I can delay it. Because coming back, I would have to go and come back before traffic or after traffic. Preferably before traffic, because traffic coming east after 2-3 o'clock, even on a Saturday, best to avoid. Anyway, how much time did I get y'all? Well, I like the way I say that. How much time did I just put down? 42 minutes. See? So I'm talking about, I can cut this on and just talk for 42 minutes. I got hundreds of these, if not thousands. Do I have thousands? Oh, I definitely got thousands of videos of me. There's definitely thousands of videos of me just talking. But are these actually walking and stuff and talking? It goes back. I've been doing this for a while. I even surprised myself when I look up and see how long I've been doing this. Some of these are like 2016. Wow. But I've been making videos, talking, testing microphones and cameras and all that. Probably 20 years now. Probably over 20 years. I've been wanting to get here. I've been wanting to get to this spot. And I wanted to do it myself. I wanted to develop it myself on the cheap. That was part of the fun. Plenty of time. I mean, it's been a long time now. I could have just paid somebody. Yep. Hire you. Come in and set me up. I want the best. Blah, 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 blah. How much? Boom. Okay, it's worth it. Set me up. I want cameras, lights, studio, walking, hard drives. Cause you gotta, if you're gonna do eight, you know, if you're gonna do 4K and that really good quality stuff, you gotta have a lot of storage space. And quite frankly, that part, even though storage spaces come down, it takes a lot of processing power and a lot of hard drive space that I don't think is worth having the quality, the video quality, where for me, the audio quality and the content of what I'm saying and what I'm delivering is important. And that doesn't have to necessarily be in 4K. It just needs to be decent. And I look at my stuff and I compare it to stuff I see on TV. I like be watching a podcast of somebody's TV. I mean, even, you know, like Cuomo or Bill Maher or somebody, you know, somebody like, you know, one of the big names. You know, look at how Stephen A, you know, how theirs look. Tucker and all that. I look and see how theirs look. And I'll go to the Fire Stick, go to screen mirroring, and then put mine up there to see, you know, how far away I am from it. You know, considering when I, how much I'm spending on mine and how I'm handling mine compared to what they're probably spending and doing in New York. They probably got a crew and real equipment and this and that and producers and, you know, all I got is me. And I love it that way. And that's the way I want it. Because I don't want nobody else to be able to say anything about anything I do here. That is very important to me. I don't want anybody to be able to say anything about anything I'm doing. That's why I factor everybody out. And I try not to depend on anybody or anything other than myself.
Wait.
I try not to depend or rely or look to anybody or anything. I'm responsible. Can you hear me? These loud trucks going by. One of you can still hear me. I'm responsible. And I have full jurisdiction and say so. And that is ultimately important to me. That is so ultimately important to me that it's probably crippling. That is so desperately mandatory that it probably limits me in, I don't know, my scope or whatever. That probably limits me in a way, so. But I'm good. Because when I'm developing, I have a clear eye where I believe a direction I want to go. And it makes me feel good. It's fulfilling. I feel fulfilled in doing this. And I think that right there, that fulfillment I get out of this whole Jeffrey TV thing that I created or whatever it is, still don't quite know. Whatever it is I'm building, where I'm going, I'm fulfilled. It makes you feel good. And I be working on stuff and I can just work on it. I did a lot of work on stuff. And I love it. I enjoy it. It's like, you really don't have to make me do this. Kinda. Sometimes I just be tired and don't want to be bothered. And it may be because of work. But, you know, if I'm just sitting around, this is something I want to do. You really don't have to make me do this. Like hundreds of videos. I'm processing hundreds. I like have 500 files in a folder and I've been processing it. It's about half of those are probably videos that I'm posting, turning to podcasts. So hundreds of just me talking just like this. I'm just every day, click, click, boom, click, boom. You know, edit, save as, export. Convert, paste, cut, paste, AI, summarize, post here, post there, upload, create. It was like 500 something files in that folder. One was the video, one was the audio, so you cut it in half. So you figure at least 250 podcasts or videos I need to process in the podcast. Then I've been adding to them as I go. So that number goes up and down. Yesterday, I believe it was a 73. I had it down to 73. And I enjoy it. I enjoy building whatever it is I'm building. Why am I putting all this stuff? All this talk. I'm walking, talking. Just walking, talking. Blah, 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 me talking. I record them and I put them on the internet. summarize them, make them look all fancy and dancy. And put them on the internet, goddammit. And I get such a deep joy from that. That deep joy in itself is enough. That justifies it right there. The feeling I get from doing that is enough to say it should be done. Why should I do it? Because it makes me feel this goddamn good. That's why. Well, I don't know. Yeah, it does make me feel good. I do get something from it. There's something definitely rewarding. There's something in me saying, keep doing it, keep doing it. There's something in there that is being rewarded. It's a feeling I'm getting rewarded with, or an inclination to do it that makes me feel good. More than just feel good, content, or makes me feel like I'm doing the right thing, to put it crudely. There's something deep inside me that when I'm working on this stuff, makes me feel like I'm doing the right thing. It's kind of hard to explain. Kinda. Is it hard to explain? Is anything hard to explain for me? As much talking as I do and been doing, is there anything hard to explain? I guess that just must be a cliche, or that's just something you just say. It's hard to explain, just to kind of throw that out there and let people know that it's more complicated than you want to go ahead and get into right now. I think that's probably what that means. But anyway, wait. I think that's enough. Wait. Here we go again. Wait. I'm talking about I think that's enough stuff. But I do. I think I've expounded enough today, which is, I don't even like saying it. I don't think that's the right way to say it. I don't think that's the right way to put it. I don't think that's the right way to put it. Enough is not the right way to put it. That's not the right way to put it. You see how I turned around and kind of stumbled? I don't know if you saw that, but I wasn't aware. And this is the same light that happened before. I wasn't aware of the left turn signal. So I'm going to start to walk, but I'm forgetting about the left turn signal. And so there's oncoming traffic. And I think that's the same one the girl got me before when I walked out there in front of her. And I'm like, the light. And she's like, the signal. I'm like, my bad. You're right. So it's probably got to be more worried. You see that? I don't know if you can see it. Yeah, it's in low resolution, but it's still beautiful. And there's a Walmart back there. Win-win, damn it. Win-win. Anyhow, swinging on y'all. Two times. For me, for the bump. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this or any universe that ever was, is, or will be. The totality of it all, theory of universe, hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.